This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We started today with the census, the actual enumeration of the people living in this country. Often missed in that formal count are the homeless in America, a population that ticked up last year for the first time since 2010, led in large measure by a 26% rise here in Los Angeles County. Meanwhile, the federal government's main tool to subsidize housing for those who can't afford it, what are known as Section 8 vouchers, are in short supply. Just one in four people eligible for that rental subsidy nationwide actually get it. And with years-long waiting lists in most cities, local partnerships are trying to fill the gap. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
When Los Angeles opened its Section 8 waiting list for the first time in a decade, Eliana Cortez was hopeful. She applied. So did most of the 150 women sharing a floor with her in a Skid Row homeless shelter. But unfortunately,
none of us got approved. None of them got the lottery. Nope. You know, it's just sad that everybody's really depending on this.
We talk on the busy sidewalk outside the 11-story Weingart Center in the heart of the densest concentration of homeless people in the country.
I call it temporary displacement. That's all it is to me.
Cortez is 31. She's a tattoo artist, but she's been out of work and on the street since her accident about a year ago.
I got hit by a car. I was in coma for almost a month. My second home is a freaking hospital.
Cortez gets general relief from the county, $200 a month, and does freelance tattooing. She doesn't make enough money to afford rent, so here she is.
I really got to stick it out, live in these dirty conditions, hepatitis going around, scared, eating these leftover foods.
Cortez is getting help at the Weingart. She actually just got a voucher, not through the normal Section 8 process, but through a county program that subsidizes housing for homeless people who use a lot of county health services. Just like with Section 8, she'll pay 30% of her income for a fair market rent apartment, and the rest is covered.
So now I just look for a property that'll take it.
L.A. County's Housing for Health director, Mark Trotz, says the program has housed 4,000 people in the past 5 years.
If you want to house a homeless person, they need a rent subsidy and support services. And it's not necessarily as complicated as everybody tries to make it.
He says this approach actually saves money. For every dollar invested, the county government saves $1.20 in health care and social services costs, according to a study by the RAND Corporation.
People will sometimes blanch about the notion of potentially a lifetime subsidy, but when you compare it against the human cost, the financial cost of leaving people to essentially die on the streets, the cost is inconsequential.
Last year, L.A. voters passed a measure that set aside more than 30% of the city's Section 8 vouchers for the homeless. But to make up for the shortage, the county started its own local low-income subsidy pool with $4 million from the Hilton Foundation.
You can advocate on the federal level for Section 8 budgets of the past, but they're not there now, and we've got tens of thousands of people living on our streets.
Trotz says the local subsidy is more flexible than Section 8, which requires drawn-out inspections and rejects applicants who are undocumented or have serious felonies. This way, with a caseworker's help, homeless people can get into rental units faster. There are more than 60 local low-income rental assistance programs across the country. Peggy Bailey at the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities says they're useful, but
they can't replace federal housing vouchers. Most of them are small and aren't meeting the scale of the need either.
The needs are growing because housing prices are rising, says Nan Roman. She runs the National Alliance to End Homelessness.
We've moved from a nation which had a surplus of housing units that were affordable to poor people to one that has a deficit.
She says there are three times as many low-income households that need rental housing than there are affordable and available units. You could fix that on the supply side by building more affordable housing or the demand side.
Vouchers would be the solution pretty much to homelessness, but they're not enough vouchers because there's not enough money invested in the program.
In last week's Down to the Wire budget deal, Congress did approve spending more on HUD and Section 8. The budget is expected to provide 60,000 new vouchers nationwide. In Los Angeles, I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.